are now about to witness the strength of geek knowledge.
I geek out about TV shows. I geek out about music. Star Wars, of course. Fantasy stuff, Lord of the Rings. Star Wars, of course. God geek.
If it seems like you might have heard this before, then you could be an android stuck in Westworld. That's right. This is the show.
This is it.
This is the wall-to-wall Westworld show.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to watch that show, you're not into that idea, you probably haven't stuck with the God Geeks this long.
No, no, no.
If this is the first time you listen to the show, just ignore this episode. This is not normally how it goes. Typically, we have two sections of the show, Jedi Mind Tricks and This Week in Geek. And in Jedi Mind Tricks, we talk about theological things. And in This Week in Geek, we talk about current geeky stuff and geek culture stuff. But for a straight 6 months we've been hyping and talking about the show on HBO that just aired this past Sunday, Westworld, and finally we get to talk about...
I'm excited.
Westworld after we've actually seen an episode of it. And so our apologies to our first-time listeners.
Or not. You could really enjoy this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of our first-time listeners end up being last-time listeners. No, I'm kidding. The show's doing great. We love having you.
Yep.
This is a wall-to-wall Westworld show. We will get into theological stuff that we saw on the show in Jedi Mind Tricks. We will get into geeky stuff in This Week in Geek. But that's just sort of a warning that you androids out there, this is not simply a dream. Let's get into it.
That is why you fail. You must unlearn what you have learned.
Jedi Mind Tricks, the section of the show that we get into theological things, and today we have a long-awaited topic to sort of launch us into some theological thought, theological discussion. And James, this was your idea. You thought what we'll do here in the Jedi Mind Tricks is we'll have a spoiler-free...
Yeah.
Just basically the Westworld, what did it bring up? What kind of theological themes did it bring up for us? And roll from there without spoiling the show.
No, not spoil too much.
Yeah. I think it'll be, pretty obviously we're using the show to talk about theological stuff, but I don't think if you're not into the show or you haven't seen the show, I don't think it'll, we won't ruin anything.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just entice you to see the show. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, lay it on me, man. What were some of the things that you noticed that you felt like, man, I'd love to talk about this.
I thought the show in general just really had a lot of deep questions it was posing. And one of the main questions, I think the one that's the most on the nose to talk about would be, what is life? What is consciousness?
Okay.
What is a soul? What is a spirit? I think it's all kind of in there.
Okay.
Because you've got the premise of the show, you have a theme park, if you will, with hosts, which are basically androids, right? And they're so intelligent that maybe they're self-aware then. Maybe they cross some type of line, whatever that line might be, into actually being life. And then if that's the case, is it immoral to do something to them?
I'm going to say you just sort of made me think about this for the first time in this way, but... there is a little bit of a knowledge of good and evil. They have without spoiling the show,
and I don't think this will spoil it. No,
there's an update.
Yeah,
that they've done to these androids.
It gives them some knowledge that normally they wouldn't have.
Given them access to past memories. Uh-huh. And they've used these androids over and over again. Uh-huh. And so terrible things have been done to these androids. Well,
and all of a sudden they have knowledge of evil.
The reason that the reason that these things are terrible is because the whole selling point of the
park
is in fact this is sort of the theme, a place with no consequences, no judgments,
no judgment,
and you can live without limits,
right.
The whole idea of an existence without not just an existence without laws or rules, an existence without consequences, there's no rules and there's no consequences.
And the original Westworld really explored that idea, because in the original Westworld, the Michael Crichton movie, I think it might have been a book too, it was all about the androids kind of turning evil and attacking humans, but it was also about the humans being evil and doing all these things to the androids. This one
So far,
the hosts feel like they're the ones we're supposed to be empathizing with. The androids we're supposed to empathize with. With the original movie, it was the flip side.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting, and they mess with you a little bit on it. I won't get into the details, but...
So the first sort of thing that strikes you is...
The question would be, is it evil to attack something, do something... to someone or something that it doesn't have a soul, doesn't have consciousness. I mean, it's just a robot. So then that would beg the question with the video games we play.
Yeah.
Dial it back just a little bit.
Well, I think
you're acting out in
and
that.
So theologically, and you probably have a point of view.
I do have a point of view.
Yeah, I think Jesus does too.
Yeah.
it's not what goes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of a man.
Yeah.
You know, and so the evil is in the heart of the person that's doing it. And the fact that you would have the desire to do something that is quote unquote evil to an object,
right?
Virtual, or real, and it kind of brings up this whole idea of sow your oats. This whole idea that you can you get it out of your system.
Yeah, and as long as you don't hurt someone, then it's okay.
There's no victim.
Yeah.
But the problem with all those things is. The evil within you and feeding the monster within you is what you're doing when you're sowing your oats or getting it out of your system or no one's getting hurt, that whole mentality. And we, you know, it's not rocket science to compare, I think, part of the commentary with Westworld that I think is the undercurrent, if you will, is the internet and the fantasies that take place on the internet through different means for different people. Not just pornography, but you know, in the realm of sexuality, but in the realm of online gaming to the point where you know, virtual reality, all these things that are like just this escape world.
Yeah,
that you can go and. To the extent of chat rooms and everything else, and comment lines on people's posts and Facebook pages and all this.
It's the Wild West.
Is any of this real? And we don't know. Right. Yeah, and it is the Wild West because it's never. We don't know what the consequences of the results of that may have been something we've talked about on the show before, or maybe not.
A little bit, yeah.
But the idea that the internet is so new.
Yeah,
that it really is the Wild West, and we don't know what the consequences of
and we're starting to
on
dip.
Our mental illness and
we're starting to dip our toes into this virtual reality stuff, which you know I think our actual future will be something like Westworld, except it won't be, you know, actual robots and whatnot. It will be virtual, putting on a headset, living out whatever fantasy it is, and it'll be very realistic, and that's going to be pretty dangerous.
Well, that's the now. I mean,
that is the now.
People are strapping phones to their face,
and it's going
to
get crazier. Yeah. It's going to get more realistic. There'll be haptic feedback.
But the idea that you have,
this, I mean, I still want to try it out. It looks fun.
You have this screen,
yeah,
in your pocket,
yeah,
that you have access to. all the information available on the planet on this screen in your pocket, and you begin to spend so much time inside that screen in your pocket, in the world that's in that side that screen in your pocket, that which world is the real?
Oh yeah.
I mean, is
the world of Westworld is not far off.
No, I think that's the commentary of the show.
And you don't need robots for it.
And So as far as, and back to like,
okay, the, so back, yeah.
I mean, we're on a lot of theological.
there's a ton of things we could do.
Yeah. There's a lot there. And you know, I love the show, but let's talk, any other things that kind of struck you theologically? Because there's some question. There's a lot of questions, like you said.
There are. This Ford character, the creator of Westworld, creator of the artificial intelligence, he's definitely got a god complex of sorts. And I've even heard it described in some of the reviews I was reading that he is the god of Westworld, because if the definition of a god is creating intelligent life,
right?
Well, he's done that, and he's man's first god, if you will.
Yeah.
According to that mythology,
the narrative,
So I thought that was really interesting that there's this man trying to
and
be God.
Well, and
possibly creating intelligent
life. And here's the problem with that they're That's already hinting at is that he's not equipped to be a god.
No.
He may be able to come up with
he can play
the design. To make these creatures, but he can't handle it when they begin to, you know, they're already, you can already see that he's starting to figure out that he wants them to be,
real.
They wants them to be real, but he doesn't, he's starting to see, I think, the consequences of if they were real, he couldn't handle, he wouldn't be able to handle what he's not all powerful or almighty. He's just smart enough to think of the software.
So I thought one of the fun quotes in it, I forget which guy said it. He basically said, you know, do you have children? And the guy's like, no. Well, once you have children, you realize all children eventually rebel.
Yeah, right. In the
and these robots are your children, so they're going to rebel eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was, that's a truism of sorts.
But it's interesting because I think already you see in the storyline, it's already easier to identify with the androids than it is the humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, and what I love about that is that's actually a strong theological statement, whether they know it or not, that the heart of the human is evil and we are the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, in this storyline,
we want to be the bad guys. One of the first lines is, I came with my family one time, and I came back and went full evil the second time alone.
Like, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. We want, not only that we want to, not only that we want to be the bad guys, it's like that this is a place where it's okay to be the bad guys.
It's rewarded.
And we don't have to feel, you know, sort of bad about it, because the sell is that there's no consequences, and there's always consequences.
There always are.
The consequences on the one who is evil, right?
Yeah.
In his heart. Fascinating. What else? What else struck you? Because
so did you catch the name of the bandit that's out in the wilderness? And you find this out the first 5 minutes. So I'm not spoiling anything.
I did not.
Okay, you're gonna love this. So I think the writers have a bit of a pulse. Or a finger on the pulse of, you know, theology in general. Hector Eschaton.
Oh,
Eschaton was his name. And I don't want to get into the plot too much.
Right, eschatology, the end times, the end things.
Yeah. This guy is a guy that maybe they're playing towards. He's bringing the end.
I did not. I
was like,
oh,
Eschaton, I know that word.
That is.
Bill told me that word.
That is one of my favorites, for sure. The whole subject.
Yeah. So I think... Yeah. There's a possibility that this world in the show is even kind of a end times
commentary,
kind of world commentary.
Yeah.
Because there's some hints that maybe this is a dystopian future in other ways too. So they're bringing in that eschatology stuff.
I think it's interesting because there's so many layers there. Obviously there's kind of this, reincarnation sort of idea, starting to, surface with the androids being, you know, living lives over and over and over again. And now somehow they have access to these sort of, if you will, ancient life memories that they've lived so many times. And that brings up a whole idea of, and back to your original kind of point, do they have, because they're conscious,
right.
You know, do
right.
they have some sort of, I mean, within the narrative of the show, obviously,
yeah.
I'm not saying that they do, but within the narrative of the show, they're starting to hint that there's an ongoing consciousness in these
right.
androids.
Right.
Where they're remembering tragedies and deaths
yeah.
and all these things
yeah.
and
they're dreaming even
yeah and recognizing and when things get really crazy is when there's a recognition that this world may not be real
yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a cool moment.
Which
I don't
want
to get into details too much. But
Gnosticism.
Yeah,
is a
secret
layer
knowledge.
Of Gnosticism. So there's the whole layer that this is not the real thing, and that you know this is not that the flesh is bad, and that this reality is not
right.
the real reality, and that you know escaping this reality is the point, and you just need the spirit guide and all this stuff. This is Gnosticism, and it's not new, but that narrative is alive and well in American society. So a lot of really...
This is a deep show, which, I mean, if they keep
Well, and here's
going
what's
this
funny.
Direction.
What's funny is we've seen the pilot. We've seen the
that's
first...
All we've seen.
That's all we've seen is the first episode. But in that hour-long show,
yeah.
you it's set up to go so many different...
Yeah.
Have a lot of different layers that have theological implications for the viewer, and I think it's a beautiful thing because it's one of those deals where obviously if you're of the age to watch the show and it's appropriate
yeah,
because there's
a
highly
adult.
Inappropriate stuff
yeah.
for you know the younger crowd, but there's a lot of like you said good questions or maybe. They may be making statements.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I think they'll get there if they aren't already.
Right now, it seems to me that they're leaving
yeah.
questions. Obviously, in the first episode, they're going to, but.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait till next week.
It's a good show,
episode.
Man. It's a good show. And we'll get into more of it.
We're
going to
spoil
it.
Some stuff in the next
We'll get into
segment.
More of the details and spoilers in This Week in Geek.
All
but,
right.
Hey,
let's do it.
You knew it was coming. You knew a Westworld episode was coming. Let's get into it.
C-3PO has got to be the real nerd.
It's against my programming to impersonate a deity.
Darth Vader was a cool character too, although he was the evil one.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right, put down your lightsabers, grab your six shooters. It's time for This Week in Geek.
Yeah, which is really this week just kind of a continuation of Jedi Mind
yeah,
Tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's be honest,
yeah.
Jedi Mind Tricks was This Week in Geek. I mean,
yeah, totally.
I mean, we're not going to pull the wool over you geek's eyes. You know what you're saying. You know that it's going to be wall to wall Westworld.
Oh yeah, totally.
But this is going to be a spoiler.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched the pilot
yet. Yeah, if we hadn't already
yeah.
done enough damage to your, you know, initial viewing in Jedi Mind Tricks, this is really going to do it because we're going to talk about stuff that happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to.
So,
and if we're not going to spoil the entire series because it's only the pilot. So,
yeah, we don't
if
know
you're
anything.
Still interested.
We don't
just
know
listen.
Anything. Yeah.
We know nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than.
Other than what we know.
Yeah. And what, other than there was a big payoff for us because we, you know, obviously, we've only seen the first episode and we're
right,
already
right.
singing its praises, but we've been waiting for this show for a long time.
Yeah.
And all of our listeners know they've been like, we're sick of hearing about Westworld and it hadn't even come out. Well, now it's come out.
Yeah.
And my guess is a lot of them, if they're of age, are watching it. And
yeah.
what was the thing? What did you like? What did you love?
I absolutely loved it from frame to start frame to end frame. It paid homage to the original without doing a reboot, without, you know, just trying to rehash what the original did. So it is Westworld, just like the movie was, which is a really cheesy movie, but, you know, was fun. But they go a different direction. They kind of flip things, and they make it very modern, and they touch on modern issues, relevant issues, you know, for us. But it's just such a cool blending of sci-fi and Western.
It is.
And I love that.
I do, too, because I rarely like that.
Yeah,
I honestly
it can
rarely
be like
that.
Cowboys and aliens, that did not work out well for me.
None of that ever. I'm going to go as far as to say this may be the first time that I was like, this really works.
Yeah.
I love sci-fi and yep. I love Westerns. Yep. I just don't like the two.
The twain
I don't
shall
like
never
cowboys meet. With blasters.
No.
I just doesn't do it for me. I think it always kind of falls short.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to do the Western mentality in a sci-fi.
Yeah, totally. Space sci-fi or space Western.
Well,
totally.
I mean,
okay.
That's what you have
that's
with
Star
Han Solo.
Wars.
I mean, he's a guy, you know, the cantina.
Yeah.
Oh, that's straight out of a Western.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But to take the sci-fi elements into a Western is difficult.
It is.
Problematic. But they do it.
But they do it well here.
Yeah.
And I think the way that they do it so well here is that it's so epically shot and the look of everything is so brilliant.
Yes.
Like a true theatrical high budget Western Hollywood movie.
Complete with an awesome action sequence.
Yes.
That absolutely. Had a statement at the end.
Yeah.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
Oh, and, man.
Well, so there's so much, but on the whole, the look of it and the beauty of it, I think what's brilliant is that, you know, sort of watching the show, even if you've never seen or don't know anything about it, that this isn't real.
Right.
And you know that these things are sort of put together and staged, but it doesn't take away from, because they do such a great job with music and the shots and everything.
And even the music, I'm glad you bring that up. So they have that player piano,
mm-hmm.
and there's points where it plays like modern songs.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. It's that blending again that they do very well. The anachronisms they use
really
good.
Well, and the whole player piano works so well into the idea that you would make a piano that doesn't have to have a human playing
right.
it. Like it's not a real.
Well, and even in the intro, they kind of hinted that they have the robot playing the player piano, and then its hands go away.
So
and
the
it keeps
idea
playing.
Of replacing replacing the human with the machine is not new, and it's like an old West kind of mentality.
They use that
idea.
As a motif, and I love it.
It's
I love
perfect.
It.
I mean, there's a lot of notes like that that they hit.
Yeah.
You know, no pun intended with the whole player piano. But there really is. There's a lot of stuff that they do that it's so well thought out for a. I can't. I mean, here's where I would say here's my note of caution.
Mm-hmm.
This first episode is so good.
How are they going to top it?
Well, and. And is it like, here's the idea for your first episode and oh, bam, we're in, here's the money. And then what's coming next?
Right,
you know, can they follow it up?
Right.
Can this, the complexities and the layers and the beautiful shots and the incredible acting and the great dialogue and the twists of time, you know, and sort of Groundhog Day type stuff that's going on, can that continue and not become tiresome and predictable?
And here's
so I don't
here's
know.
The meta moment which I love, and I didn't talk about this theme in Jedi Mind Tricks because it's not really a theological theme, but I think one of the themes they're getting at, one of the things they're commenting on, is Hollywood, is television shows, is this idea of, okay, they're gonna get bored with the same old thing, we gotta mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to change the story once in a while. We got to do this, that, and the other. So I think we're going to see a bit of a Hollywood breakdown, and they're going to explore that theme of humans. How do we entertain them?
Let's take me back for a minute, because it's been so long since I watched the original movie, because it's been literally
decades.
It was
decades. Like 79 or something.
I mean,
yeah.
I watched it as a kid, and I knew about the whole idea of it.
Yeah.
My memory, if my memory serves me correctly, there was more than just the Old West
right.
world.
It was so West what, world, well, Western so, world,
right?
So, Rome world,
right?
And medieval world.
Okay. So yeah. I'm wondering.
Oh, it would be so cool if they
season two. Will it be? Will the park be? You know, will they? You know, will part of this season one thing kind of play out as that it was a disaster, but we have all this technology and we have
all this.
It's such a big moneymaker. Let's try old Rome. You know,
well, here's
there won't be guns.
I sent you the link to their fake website. Did you get to explore it at all?
Yes.
Yeah. So I did a little bit of some deep exploring on it. Because you can kind of hack it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a really cool website.
They set it up where you could.
You could try to log in as an employee. And if you do some research on the internet and whatnot, you can find out employee passwords and other things and log in as an employee. And then see emails between some of the characters behind the scenes. And you can, I thought was really genius was there's a disclaimer that you have to sign to join the site and whatnot. And in there is a whole explanation of the ways that people have died on the park before.
Okay.
And it's really funny. One of the things is like self-cannibalism. Someone died from that. Someone died, got trampled by cattle. I mean, you got all these different things. And so if you explore the website, some of the answers to that, they're kind of hinting at there is a much bigger world. There are bigger things at stake. And in the show, too, they talk about it. Remember, there's the two employees talking kind of on the balcony looking at everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, oh, tell me what you think you know is going on. He's like, then I have no use for you. Because there is a bigger picture.
Right.
And I think it'll be cool to like look behind that curtain, see the wizard at work.
Do you think there will be other worlds
I sure hope so. I really hope so. But I love the Western stuff.
I
love
too.
It. But if that plays out and they have a grand ending of that, then they can go in the other worlds, which is kind of cool. In the movie, they just hint at the other worlds. They show a couple things, and the Western world is the big one.
Where they got me, where they were just, you know, on the whole subject of this episode and sort of, where they got me was the android on the train.
Yeah.
I thought was a human. I mean, they
I loved
think
it.
It's a human.
I absolutely loved it.
I thought Ed Harris was an android.
Right.
And I thought I don't know the actor's name.
I forget his name too.
I thought he was a human.
Right.
And obviously
Teddy, I think is the character's name. Maybe.
They did a great job with the marketing the promos and stuff to sort of make you think those things. Yeah. And so that's genius. The website's genius. So there's a lot of things.
I'm thinking there's
going to
be some more long-term cons that they're pulling on us too.
Yeah.
Like here's my prediction. I don't want to ruin anything for anyone
because
I'll probably be right. I usually am, except for when I'm not. I think one of the employees or multiple employees are actually androids.
Interesting. There's a little Blade Runner in your
theory. I think there's going to be some Blade Runner. That reminds me.
No, this is a wall.
Okay, we're not
Western
talking Blade Runner. All right.
There is a new title for Blade Runner, but
yes, okay, you saw that. Good.
We'll get into that.
Well, I did think a lot of Blade Runner, even with the original title of Blade Runner when it was a story, was do androids dream of electric sheep? So the question posed was, you know, do androids dream? And what we find out in this is there's at least dreams programmed into these hosts, which is interesting.
Well, I think that, I mean, are they using the idea of a dream to
explain
any kind of old remnant experience, you know, and are you in a dream now and all this other.
I think they're going to explore the dream thing a little more.
Yeah.
I think that's a theme they're going to
Ed Harris's character.
So he's the human.
A lot of mystery and
he's playing the game, whatever
and
that
he
is.
He is dark, and that is exciting because he plays
Ed
a
Harris.
Really good bad guy, and for him to kind of be nuts and be able to be nuts in this world without quote unquote consequences or judgment.
You know something?
They're not going to pull him out of the game.
No.
I mean, he's paying. I guess he's an ultra rich.
He's been going for 30 years.
That's living in the game.
Yeah.
And paying
every chance he gets.
And he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Man, I
wonder if he even leaves the game.
I don't know. But I think what'll be cool is this show could break some boundaries it set up for itself in order to add new life to it. So season 2 might not be another park. It could be, let's see what these people are doing when they leave Westworld. Oh, to see this guy who does all these evil things, then go home to family.
That could actually happen in this season. I think it might. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Now, did you watch the previews for the next few episodes after?
Yes.
Okay. And that hints at some stuff. I don't think I'm going to watch previews from now on. I don't want to know. I like being surprised with this show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's cool that Tandy Newton, her character, is going to get a lot more play. And that'll be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Well,
and
we're
that
excited.
Eschaton guy.
Hey, anybody with the name Eschaton.
I think he
Eschaton,
might be my favorite.
Yeah, anybody with the name Eschaton. Yeah. But, well, hey, there it is. Another God Geeks podcast. Another This Week in Geek. Another Jedi Mind Tricks that was really... disguised as This Week in Geek.
Yeah.
But we talked about some theology, and it's not fair to count that against us. You guys knew it was coming, a big wall-to-wall Westworld show, but it's been great to have you. We'll see you next week, and we promise we won't wall-to-wall Westworld.
No.